losing main breaker.
And you know what that means, boys and girls.
It's time for the Jingle Show.
Woo!
Long-distance call we got there, huh?
You there, Jimmy?
Is that a Jimmy Don't Show? Is that a Jimmy Don't Show?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God. And I can even hear it down here in Costa Rica.
In Costa Rica. That's what we got, you know.
This is great. Well, we'll see how this Skype in works today. It's great. Sorry about not being on last Sunday, and I know that our loyal listener out there has been waiting. We did get a couple of emails, and it was great. Appreciate it. They wanted to give us a thing on Evo Morales. We wanted to have a lottery to win when he nationalizes the entire country, as they always do. And we'll work on that, but as I mentioned, we don't give away T-shirts here because they're so cheap. We give away coffee mugs, and basically...
One with cocaine, all right.
You did see that, right?
One size fits all with the coffee mugs, not on the T-shirts.
So we can get our Jimmy Dome coffee mugs made up. That's great.
Yeah, working on the
logo. How are you guys doing? So who all is there? Is Curtis there?
Hey, I'm here.
Yep.
Okay, how you doing, Jimmy?
Here?
I'm here, and we got EJ also.
Oh, EJ showed up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't miss this for the world, Mr. Jones.
So how you doing, Jimmy?
Well, I'm doing pretty well. I've been down here a week now, and I've learned another 7 words of Espanol. Lo siento, pero Espanol un poco, you know, whatever. So the main thing is, if you can buy food, you're okay.
So now you can say, Benito.
Anyway, I did want to tell you a couple of things about the trip. And also a little bit about what else was it? You tell me. It was John Lennon. I saw that. That was cute. And South Park.
And the South Park thing. I saw
And the riots.
Yeah.
Riots in France.
Didn't see that.
But we can talk. But let me just start off, if you don't mind. Can I talk for a minute?
Go right ahead.
Okay. You know, and I thought it was interesting coming down here. There's been a switcheroo. Of course, Gainesville now has got an official, very expensive way to get to the airplane, which is one of those things that goes out and you walk through it. It's like the tunnel, oh love,
right,
to the airplane. And then when I got off in Atlanta, we had to march across the tarmac for some reason. They didn't have, I thought it would have been the other way around. Anyway, came down here and I found out a little bit about the immigration policies that I did not know before. It turns out that if you are a legal type immigrant person here from Costa Rica, you're a legitimate person, you're good looking, you've got a job, and you want to go visit, let's say, for a couple of weeks, like your relatives in Miami. So you go dutifully over to the acquisition place, and they basically wave you away and say no. So basically, if you want to come into the United States legally, the answer is no.
Is that Spanish for no?
Yeah, that is exactly right. I will give you the translation of no. And in English, we say no.
All right. The lesson of the day. Right on.
And apparently, they're very perfunctory about it. Oh, not only that, it takes 4 weeks to get all the paperwork together. You have to show, not only your birth certificate, but your parents, your cousins, and anybody that you've talked to in the last 17 days, their birth certificates. And if you have to understand that if anybody in your past history ever wore a turban or anything, you have to bring all that paperwork to the consulate, and they're going to say no.
It's and you have to bring the turban so they can make sure that you're not smuggling a bomb in.
It's unbelievable. I was talking to this girl here, and all she wanted to do, and you know what the reason they gave? They said, well, your English is so good, we're afraid you're going to stay in the United States.
Wow.
That was it.
Did you tell them
English,
that you were American
you
and
English,
that you're supposed to be
you
English?
Therefore, you cannot visit states. That was the reason. I mean, I'm going like, whoa, hello. You know, if you come across as a certified wetback and illegally, and you can't speak a word, you're probably going to end up getting amnesty. But if you speak enough English to be understood, which is sometimes is a nice thing, and you've got relatives in the United States, so you wonder why there is illegal immigration when they virtually, I figured out what the deal is here. They realize that there's no way on this planet, this is typical of governments, they realize that there's no way on this planet they can stop the illegal immigration. So in order to show that they're doing their job, they will stop any immigration that they can. Now, the question is this. You can ride around with a gun in southwest Texas or in south New Mexico in the heat or in the night and be all dirty and sandy, and maybe some of the people that come across will have guns as well, and you can stop them. Or you can sit in a nice air-conditioned office and with coffee on demand, nice coffee on demand, nice Guatemalan or Costa Rican coffee on demand, and you can say no. So that way you can stop immigration and you can say, I'm just doing my job. And you can point to all the people that you've stopped from coming across the border. And it's nice in a nice air-conditioned office. So that's, I mean, to me, it's obvious that if you had a choice and you say, look, the Immigration Service has stopped 3,000 people from coming into the country. They forget to tell you that those are the 3,000 people that speak English, that are nice, that have jobs, and that applied legally.
And this is the American people that are showing them the way, or what?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's the American consulate here.
Mm. That sucks
and
for us.
Basically, they're basic. It's like the Saturday Night Live where you say hamburger, 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 hamburger. You know that thing? Only they say no. It's like that ad that David Spade does.
Yeah, the no
you
ad.
You know where it's the right. Capital One ad.
Right.
That's exact. The Capital One ad. They need to do. Instead of putting Capital One there or credit card, they need to put U.S. consulate.
Wow.
I mean, seriously, that's the way it is here. I mean, it's unbelievable. It is, the girl I was talking to here, she says, and not only that, they're not nice about it. They're totally arrogant. I mean, she spent 4 weeks gathering all the paperwork. And they took about 8 seconds and said two words to her. No, and next.
So she's trying.
And then they got to repeat those two. Now, the beauty of this is they can hire locals to say those two words, and they don't have to know any English.
They don't even have to know what those words mean.
Huh?
They don't even have to know what those words mean.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Capital One ad. I mean, seriously, it is just all they have to know is, okay, señor, es dos palabras aquí, okay? No, it next. And that's all you have to say when they come in. Make sure you say it in that order.
These are people that want to immigrate to Costa Rica?
No, to the United States.
Oh, to the United
from
States.
Costa Rica.
Right, right, okay.
No, to go to Costa Rica. Let me tell you, if I had wanted to smuggle in a uranium-laced live bomb exposed to the atmosphere, along with several knives, AK-47s, and a dumb bomb. Forget the smart bomb.
Right, right.
I could have done that coming into this country.
In a duffel bag full of cocaine.
No question. No, in fact, the cocaine could have been falling out of the duffel bag. It could have had a leak in it.
Right.
The bomb could have been made of cocaine.
No, exactly. I mean, I could have carried a lit fuse across the border here, for God's sake.
A duffel bag with a lit fuse coming out of it, yes.
No, they would have said, hey, senor, what is that smell? Oh, it's okay, no problem. Hey, come on in.
It is just my fuse burning.
Come in, there's no smoking in this area.
Yeah, you got to stand
over there, bring your smoke over there. No, it's unbelievable. I mean, my bags in Gainesville were like so not inspected. And, of course, they went straight to Costa Rica. And when I went through the customs, of course, they nick you $26 on the way out of here, but coming through, literally, it was, other than the fact that there were 1,000 people trying to get in through 8 lines, so it took about 30 minutes to actually get through, but other than that, it was, you know, my time in front of an actual customs agent was about 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I could have brought literally anything into the country.
So if anybody wants to come from Costa Rica and they have family over here and they can speak English, they're not going to get out.
Yeah, the answer to that is, let me give you the Spanish word for that again. No.
We need a translation on that over here. Excuse me.
Okay, well, you may have to run it through the translator there before you put this on the air, but And then in addition to that, of course, they want to do another treaty down here. They call it a treaty, you know, basically sponsored by the United States, and it's kind of like the NAFTA thing that we have with several of the South American, or I guess with Mexico, you know, and
right.
Canada, whatever. And they want to do a trade thing, but of course, with the United States, it's like totally one-sided. And needless to say, there's a bunch of people down here that don't want it. But because the governments are involved, that is, it's George Bush and the new president down here, they're probably going to sign this thing that really is not going to do that much good for the Costa Ricense people. But again, they've got other problems. They have systemic problems in their constitution down here. It was interesting. I was in class with another fellow. There's two of us in class learning Spanish. And this other fellow is from Washington State, and he is the quintessential Econo, whatever it is, liberal person. And I said to my teacher, you know, the problem you've got here in Costa Rica is you have a systemic problem in your constitution, in that your constitution guarantees health care. And, you know, you can't do that without guaranteeing that somebody's going to have to pay for it, whether they want to or not. And that's like force. And this guy turned to me and says, well, that's the one good thing about Costa Rica is it's health care, and it should be that way in the United States. And I'm thinking, ooh, shit.
Boy, I tell you, you talk about systemic problems with the Constitution. That's exactly what France is dealing with right now. Their Constitution guarantees their youth jobs, and of course,
and they want to. What is it? They want to have this is an unbelievably revolutionary idea, and that is, they want to be able to give a worker, a 2-year probationary period?
right.
So just to make sure you're going to do some work?
Right,
because
right.
Normally now in France, when you get hired, I mean, that's just...
That's it. You're hired.
Yeah, I know. Instead of laying in front of the television in your house, you get to go in the office and lay around.
It's amazing that somehow the liberal economists, somehow the Keynesian people are still around and are able to promulgate this idea. They seem to confuse the ability of government to give people money and something to do with their ability to give them a job. Because, as we all know, money and something to do is not exactly a job.
Right. The job. Key to so much of this is that government cannot give anything to anybody that it doesn't take from somebody else.
So first.
It's awfully easy to see when the government hands out the money, but nobody ever goes to the other side to see where they're getting it from. So anyway, that's, you know, people always talk to I was listening to one of my favorite lefty weirdo guys, podcast, which just came out yesterday, the Blast the Right guy, Rational Radical, whatever it is, Jack Clark.
Yeah.
And his new thing is he wants to put a tax on wealth. That is to say, if you've got like 1,000 acres of land that's worth, you know, a couple of $1,000,000, what they want to do is just to tax it. And so you have to pay 1 or 2% of your wealth. Forget the income part, just the wealth.
Those are called property taxes, though.
Well, yeah, a wealth tax also includes stocks and bonds. We have a wealth tax in Florida, actually. It's called the intangible tax. We talked about this one time. I love when you think about the word intangible. You know, it's like it's not there. It's like a ghost. It's like smoke. And yet they it's something you cannot touch or see. We're going to tax it anyway. We don't care. Here in Florida, they can be totally invisible. It's taxed.
It's an imagination tax.
It's an imagination tax. It's an imagination tax.
No, it's unbelievable because when you think about it, and the reason they got away with it in Florida, so to speak, is for years, Florida has been a retirement place, and all the rich people would come down with their stocks and their bonds and their coupons, and they would just, you know, put all the money in the bank and just simply clip the coupons or cash the dividend checks and then drive it 1 mile an hour up to the store in their 19-foot Cadillac and buy something and then sit on the benches out in St. Petersburg and wait for the early bird special.
Right.
And the state of Florida said, well, if these guys are not going to actually have any income, we'll just tax their bank account. And so that's what they did. I think we're the only state that does that.
Jeez Louise. Well, that sucks.
Well, yeah. It sucks if you happen to have actually done something called thrift. Let me tell you about this word thrift. It's called saving for the future. You save for the future, and they tax it.
Right.
You're not supposed to save for the future because why? Because in the future, the government will take care of you.
Guess according to them.
I can't wait. I suppose you boys know that you're never going to see a dime of Social Security, right?
Right.
Of course.
Okay.
That's why we stopped paying into it.
Yeah, you'd think you'd want to opt out. No, they send the sheriff around if you try and do that.
Yep.
Or they send the IRS agents or something like that. Well, you know, this has to do also, we talked last time a little bit about the fair tax, you remember?
Yeah. The fair tax, yeah.
Oh, do you want to finish up on the France thing before I get to that?
Well, it sort of all ties in. The only thing more I wanted to say about the France thing was that the Iraqi constitution has the same problem.
Exactly. Exactly. That is precisely, and that's why, that's the problem. You've hit the nail on the head. If the Iraqi people are going to fail, it's because of that. And I'll tell you who stuck that crap in there. It's the UN people who, you know, are the touchy-feely super liberals, socialists.
Yeah.
That can't get anything right. And it's interesting because it's been explained, again, my other favorite podcast, in case everybody here has not, that doesn't listen to it all the time, is the
Hangar Dogs.
Free Domain.
Oh, Free Domain. Also, Hangar Dogs did a big segment on healthcare in Canada because Pinky's up there right now.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, and he talked about the same thing. He goes, you know, if you got a broken arm, or you got a, if you need like a regular shot or something like that, you're fine. But if you have like any serious problems, they're gonna send you to the U.S. or they're gonna send you into some place where you're just gonna end up, you know, dying.
Right. Well, that's what they do is.
There's no specialty healthcare in Canada. It's just general healthcare.
Well, they have a lot of the same down here, but when they do have some specialty healthcare down here, and of course that's their problem. It's guaranteed. And of course the way they do it is let's say you've got an operable tumor, an operable brain tumor, but in about 3 months it's going to become inoperable. So they say, come back here in about 3 months and 1 day, and we'll do your examination.
Yep.
And that's, you know, they basically hope that you'll die. In other words, they put off your appointment so long that you are going to die. And, you know, rather than fix the, because they can't afford to fix it.
Right, right. Well, they do conduct a surgery. It's just called an autopsy.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Well, yeah, that's right. I would guess that you could actually, maybe you could make some pretty good dough down here as a forensic pathologist.
It just makes sense.
A lot of corpses.
It just makes sense that if they're going to give it away, there's going to be a long line, which means people at the back of the line are not going to get served. And no matter how much money and resources you have.
So, we were switching on to something else after the French thing. Well, right, of course, Of course, the French, you know, being a lot of them are Muslims, it's one of those things that, just to finish off on that, we talked about this before, apparently the most favorite sport other than bowling, or curling, excuse me, is rioting. So if the bowling lanes or the curling place is all filled up, we'll just go have a riot. And what's today's riot? Oh, I'm sorry, it's about the fact they're going to make me actually have a job. So I'll go out, rather than actually work, I think I'll go riot.
No. Riots, first of all, are much more fun. But actually, this riot, I believe, Jimmy, is over the fact that Isaac Hayes has quit playing chef on South Park. That's what I heard last.
Oh, that South Park. That is, those guys are the best. That has got to be the funniest thing in the world. I mean.
Well, EJ and I were fortunate enough to actually catch that episode, the one where they hacked up Chef's voice, and they thinly disguised Scientologists as a bunch of worldwide pedophile explorers.
It was mighty thin, too, wasn't it? I mean, I don't talk about thin, but we're talking about molecular thin. We're talking about quantum thin here.
Quantum thinness.
Yeah, yeah. They took that to the next level on this one. They weren't taking no for an answer.
It's fabulous. I mean, it's fabulous. And, of course, you know, as usual, of course, their viewership probably went through the ceiling.
Oh, it's insane. They said that the server shut down from people sending them emails.
Oh, yes, I heard that. That's right. The server shut down. I heard that. Can you imagine? And, I mean, they've got a pretty decent-sized server.
Comedy Central? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Comedy Central. The server shut down.
Well, they're owned by Viacom.
You know, yeah. Fiber optics were glowing red hot and melting in the ground because of all the electrons.
Yeah, I mean, that's Viacom. You think they have a good server?
Right.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's Viacom. I mean, satellites were plumbing out of the sky because they were so heavy with electrons.
Exploding like popcorn out there.
That's exactly. I mean, it was like the Perseid meteor shower as the satellites explode because people are trying to download.
Yeah, that's gonna be a real interesting one. Well, that's the thing with Matt and Trey. If you kind of tick them off in any way, you know it's coming back with the warp drive strapped to it. So that's what happened.
No, that's the market. You know, that's the beauty of it is just the market talking. It's so cool. I mean, you can say what you want. But the simple fact is that most religions, I don't care, across the board, I don't care if it's Catholicism or Scientology, they're all cults as far as I'm concerned. They just have a little different flavor. It's just a cult.
Right.
So, you know, what makes your cult any better than my cult, for God's sake?
The Jimmy Doan red phone just lit up.
Well, we definitely need more people to join our Jimmy Doan cult. There's no question about it.
Yeah, no, we can do it. And we can actually, we'll come up with a secret handshake.
It has to involve the feet.
I can tell you right now, our secret handshake, and I use the word hand in quotes, you're watching my air quotes here, will be gender specific.
Okay, so feet and something else. All right.
Does not taste like bomb.
We have no shame here.
No, not at all. God, if we did, we wouldn't be doing it.
That's exactly right. I wouldn't show it. Well, anyway, so let me just mention another thing here. I'm not going to have too much more battery here.
Okay.
And this show can be, and what we can do is we can, let's see, today's Friday. We're going to come back on Sunday, right?
The thing is that over this phone line, I don't know how I can have you and them on at the same time. And Jack Rhodes wanted to come in and be on a show because we had him here last Sunday. And we've been, of course, you being in Costa Rica is the reason why this podcast has taken so long for us to get this one together because we did, as you said, your internet connection down there is questionable sometimes. And that's
well, no, but we'll, I'll do better next time. I'm going to have, I got an earphone at home that I'll use. So I'll be able to hear you guys better, and I'll, you know, work on it from this end. And
okay.
So, no, look, hey, it's free, for God's sakes. You know, give it a rest. You know, you don't like it, you know, you can fast forward to the end where we have even no advertisements here, hardly at all. look that old horse, gift horse in the mouth, why don't you?
Okay, well, that's...
Anyway, the other thing I wanted to mention real quick here was the, you know, it's always fascinating to me to see how people make money on the Internet. And, of course, they raided a guy down here. He's like one of the new billionaires. He's from Canada, and he lives down here in Costa Rica, like, you know, maybe 20 blocks from here, actually. Got a big place. He has something called Bodog with gambling thing. And, of course, you know, the United States has passed a law, as usual. It says if you're in the United States, you can't gamble. You can't gamble. Or, well, wait a minute. You can do our lottery. No, you can do, well, but if you call up this guy in Costa Rica, it's illegal. Of course, there's no way to enforce it. Anyway, he was on the front page of Forbes magazine or something last week, his place, and that was a big deal. But I mean, it's fascinating to me to see how people make money on the Internet. You know, we had that guy that did the million pixels. He made $1 million.
Right.
And recently I saw that isn't the John Lennon seance going to be pay-per-view or something?
Yeah, that's where the seance, the psychics are going to try to contact John Lennon on pay-per-view.
Oh, no.
I think it's on the Internet pay-per-view,
okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Well, I'm just saying all true, the only true psychics are lotto winners.
That's true. But they have to understand that these psychics have got a good thing. I mean, look, what a sucker job. We're gonna sit around and it costs you $9.95 each, and we're gonna see if we can contact John Lennon. We're gonna channel Lennon.
Yeah.
And you know, they make their $1 million and they're gonna be down here in Costa Rica.
Man, he should have thrown Yoko in front of him.
I mean, I wish I'd thought of it, for God's sake. I'm trying to figure out if I could channel somebody that would, I don't know, channel Jesus or something.
We need to channel some of our founding fathers and then have them come back up here and, you know, learn these boys
well,
right.
Nobody, yeah, but see, nobody, you'd have to, I, actually, what you, you probably, you'd better off channeling,
Marilyn Monroe.
Somebody, yeah. Some people might buy that.
Right.
No, the thing is, you mentioned, like, today's high school graduate, you mentioned anything like George Washington, and they say, you know, what rap song did he do? I don't know him.
Right.
I mean, they don't know any of this stuff. You tell that to the kids today.
They don't believe you.
Hey, did you hear that the Danish prosecutor decided that they did not break the law over there by publishing those cartoons?
Right on.
I'm shocked.
What?
Okay, they didn't break the law, but, you know, how many people, you know, a couple thousand people died on that thing, right?
Well, you know, so they shouldn't have gone to the riots.
A culling.
I'm guessing it must be genetic to the religion or something. You know, part of the religion is, you know, shoot guns in the air and riot and, you know, any excuse. Hate to think what would happen if they ever showed South Park over there.
Yeah, give us time. You know they're going to execute the guy that converted from Islam to
Christianity. I heard that. Can you imagine?
What is this? I didn't hear it.
Oh,
they're going to execute the guy who converted to Christianity. It's against the law.
And he's in Afghanistan, the country that we recently liberated.
We liberated them.
So some guy converted from
Islam
to Christianity.
But this was some years ago.
Punishable by death.
Yeah. To do that?
Yeah.
To change your religion?
Right.
In Afghanistan?
Right.
Under the Koran.
No, it's not the Quran.
It's under the Afghan Constitution.
Wait a minute.
But
wait a minute. Can't he change back?
He refused to, but yes,
he gave him the opportunity to.
You know
who
turned him in?
Oh, kind of a Joan of Arc thing.
Right. Yeah.
So we liberate Afghanistan, and we have freedom of religion, but they don't over there, I guess?
Right.
Okay.
Freedom of religion is not the first time you've seen stuff like that. I mean,
no, it won't be the last.
No.
Mm-mm.
The best part about the story is that his parents turned him in.
His parents turned him in.
Oh, you do know that it's also, as far as when you talk about liberation, which is always kind of a funny thing, you do know that Afghanistan, once again, is the numero uno, as we say here in Costa Rica,
opium
to the world.
Yeah, the opium thing of the world, right.
Oh, is that for opium?
Yeah. They're back on top now.
I thought they were talking about poppy seeds for my...
for your muffins. Yes, I know. Yes,
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there another use for poppy?
apparently so.
Okay.
And they didn't waste any time getting right back up to number one.
No, I know that. Well, that's, you know...
They're number one. They're number one.
Woohoo! No, that's great. So thank you, military. Oh, and speaking of thanking you in the military, how about the British and Americans that freed those peace activists, and the peace activists said they were released, they said.
Released by the invisible guards.
No thank you to the guys that saved their ass.
Right. That's pretty weak. Yep.
You know, because one of the guys was, like, tortured and murdered.
Yes, the American, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, the American, right.
Hey, did you see the Yemeni editor of the newspaper that ran the reprint of the cartoons in Yemen is on trial for his life as well?
Oh, my God.
And in fact, in his newspaper, he X'd out the cartoons so that you couldn't see the stuff, and the articles surrounding them were negative about how the prophet should be revered, but there was a thumbnail of the cartoons on the front page, which 1.5 centimeters wide, and that was what...
triggered the whole event?
Right.
God. I suppose it would be too much to ask that you could do one of those cartoons in about 8 pixels and see if they would arrest you and throw you in jail. just to see how small would it have to be. I mean, I suppose it has to be non-existent. Maybe if you did the way they do printed circuits, you know, with molecules.
Nano cartoon.
Yeah,
nano cartoon.
Right.
That's cool. I like that idea.
Nanotunes. Okay.
Did you see that?
So anything else happen, folks?
Not a whole bunch. America is increasingly foreign-owned. Did you see that article?
Yeah, I did. And, of course, you know, we've talked about that. You say foreign-owned, but I've always said, as far as I'm concerned, they can buy up all the land in Kansas and Nebraska combined, as far as I'm concerned, because they ain't taking it home. And so, I mean, all that happens is, you know, Mr. Farmer leaves the farm with a couple of $1 million, you know, and hopefully moves to Florida and spends his money. And Mr. Chinese person who owns the land hopefully will make it productive, but you can damn sure bet that he's going to be hiring Americans to do it. And he is going to, pay taxes.
Yep.
And it's the way they do the tax things these days is I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they, you know, because they tax foreigners in Gainesville, but, you know, they tax foreigners more heavily than they do the locals. It's called a bed tax.
Right.
But basically, if you're an outlander from Gainesville and you want to stay in a hotel,
right,
you pay an extra 4 or 5, 4%, 3.5%, 4%. And they want to raise that because it's like free money. So, you know, if you're Chinois, if you're Chinese, you know, tack on an extra 20%. What can they do?
There's not a whole lot anyway in the global scheme of things. I mean, we're only talking about a $1.53 trillion of foreign direct investment. European nations account for almost $1 trillion. There were $977 billion.
The country's worth almost what, $47 trillion or something?
Yeah, I mean it's a pretty small percentage, you know. And then
yeah.
Arab countries
so
are only $9.3 billion, so they're a rounding error. And led by
yeah, exactly.
4.7
exactly.
billion from
Somebody
Saudi Arabia.
Somebody forgot to carry the one. That's
yeah.
what they own.
The United Arab Emirates was second,
you know,
1.8 billion. So
people
yeah.
People will say anything and do anything. You know that when a person's livelihood or ego depends on an out and out lie, you can count on them to be in total denial about the lie, and they will support it. I mean, you can pay anybody $100,000 to say anything and believe it.
Right.
I am sure if I had $100,000 that I wanted to throw away and set up the Flat Earth Society, I could get people to just believe it.
No, there's still a Flat Earth Society there, Jimmy Down.
Well, okay. I wouldn't even have to start one.
Right. You could just be a...
be the president of
it. Yeah, CEO.
Speaking of...
Oh, that was another thing I saw. Somebody was saying they were doing about this wealth tax. Well, I don't know. We don't have to talk about it. I can talk about that another time.
Okay.
Okay, anything else?
I was just going to say, are you broadcasting from Bird Jungle down there?
Yeah.
Aviary.
Well, I am actually
parrot?
Outside. I am sitting here, literally, the laptop, this Apple Macintosh iBook G4, when they say a laptop, it is sitting here on my lap outside. And the reason is that the classroom I was in was taken over by some people that actually had learned Spanish in class.
So Sandinistas.
I thought that sucked. Just because you're sitting around here, just because you're paying all that money, and they took away my classroom. So I'm sitting outside here where the school signal here is pretty good. So
is there any babes?
Yes, there's birds here.
There's no babes in your class?
Oh, let me tell you, there are some. Hey, I'm going to tell you
English already. English. Speak to us in English.
I want to tell you something, fellas. There are some serious babes down here. I mean. It's a good thing. It's a good thing that Mrs. Jimmy's not down here because I would be constantly averting my eyes. God, I'm telling you, it is just it's not fair for an old person like me to have to see this. And I'll tell you, it's fortunately I've got my heart attack pills with me.
You got your glycerin pills in your pocket,
right?
Oh my God!
Said, but don't they have the world's oldest profession cranking
yeah.
down there?
Yeah, come on.
No,
you're
no,
not
no.
A poor
I,
man.
I'm not in. I look, this is a family show. Hello. I'm talking about the girls here in the school. There are a lot of there's some bunch of Germans and there's this really cute girl. With from Belgium and another one from Holland.
Holland. Oh, they're all really liberal there, Jimmy. I mean.
Oh, there's a cute little Dutch girl here and everything. But
well, get pictures, phone numbers.
Numbers.
Yeah, get pictures, phone numbers, and show them our pictures and stuff.
I can do that. I was kind of build up to that, but you have to understand I'm kind of in the dirty old man category, and when people start to see me taking pictures of them. You know, they're going to wonder what I'm going to actually do with the pictures.
I noticed you left your spy cameras up here. You should have brought one of those down with you.
Well, my camera's small enough that if I wanted to, I could probably go ahead and take the pictures. I'll send you some.
Okay.
You know, it's no big deal.
We'll post them on the net.
Guys would, huh?
We'll post them on our website.
Yeah, okay, good idea. Anyway, I've got about another 15 minutes of battery left on this. It's literally, it's a good thing this is a laptop because it is sitting here on my lap in Birdland.
Wow.
Great. Well, I wanted to bring up something. We were talking about the foreign-owned businesses there, Mr. Doan. And ironically, I found out yesterday that Latin Americans own a lot of businesses in this country. Obviously, they are the largest minority now. And in
who is?
Latinos, man. Latinos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
why do you think I'm down here learning Spanish?
Yeah, right on, man. And the Mexicans, this is really great. Mexicans own a lot of businesses. And the funny thing is about those businesses employ only, in most cases, one Mexican. And you know who that is? It's the owner. The rest of them are non-Mexican, non-Latinos. What? I was really surprised to see that.
Hmm. Well, I guess more Americans are working then. I mean, we've only got
4.3. I'm having trouble hearing EJ. I can't hear what he's saying. Am I dropping out again?
No, you're all right. Can you hear us?
Now, I'd have been all right if I just brought my headphones with me, and I'll bring them. Sunday, I'll have my headphones on instead of these.
I got a couple light notes. That's about it.
Okay, go ahead.
Kurt, did you see that Ohio couple lost custody, the 11 children they had in the cages?
Yep, I did.
No, you know, that's an old story. That was like 6 months ago story, I think.
Yeah, this is the backup.
We did that. I remember that story from 6 months ago. You know, you might want to check on Snopes or something to see if that hadn't gone into the urban legend thing. There were some people arrested at least 6 months ago, and I think we might have even talked about it.
Yeah, okay. This is the follow-up story.
Yeah, just a follow-up.
Oh, it's just a follow-up.
They lost custody, finally. No big deal. Did you see that?
No, but I mean, it's... Well,
this is from March 20th.
You know, this is one of those things that, you know, the Department of Health-Related Services or Child Services, you know, they don't come to the table here with exactly the cleanest hands in the world when it comes to taking care of kids. And it's the same kind of thing that you got, Curtis, as public defender. You know, when they hand you 200 or 300 cases, I mean, good luck. And don't get me wrong, even those people, I think, get rather jaded, except their paycheck. So, you know, they got 1,000 kids to look after, supposedly. And you know that damn well that a bunch of them are going to drop through the cracks and shit's going to happen, as we say. And so, you know, at what point do you draw the line? And what point do you throw your hands up in the air and say, let the market take care of it? You know, let Darwin in on this one.
Right.
Well, I was a DCF attorney, you may recall, as well. That is a defense attorney against Department of Children.
Oh, that's right. You were, yeah.
And so I defended many parents and, you know, and many children, I should say, against the state. In the state of Florida, people may not know, but the ultimate responsibility for your child belongs with the state, not with the parents anymore, due to a recent constitutional amendment. So,
well, that's goodbye, United States.
Hello, Costa Rica.
Yeah, well, hello, totalitarianism. That's right.
Right. Right.
Well, you know, that's one of the things they want to do. Some of the people want to pass a new tax. Speaking of children, of course, to always take care of the children, so that to guarantee kids go to school when they start the official indoctrination process, apparently is not working so well. They want to start the indoctrination process pre-kindergarten. So they want to make sure that all kids, they're going to make pre-kindergarten free, and then you can bet that it'll be mandatory. And, you know, they'll just have those little kids marching in lockstep with a little... kind of a little swastika thing on their arm. I bet on that. Start them off at age four. Why wait till they're 5 or 6 years old when they might have actually learned that the state is not the most princely thing on the planet?
Right. Did you see where that man killed that teen for walking on his lawn?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, you know, you talk about lawn rage. I mean, you know.
Lawn rage.
I mean, seriously.
That's serious.
I can
lawn
tell you,
rage.
You know, when I was a kid, I delivered newspapers, and the houses all were out there outside of Washington were about an acre each, but they were like a long, skinny acre. I mean, they were like 500 feet deep and 28 feet wide or something.
Right.
And nobody, when I delivered, they all wanted their newspaper on the front porch, but nobody wanted me to walk on their lawn. I had to walk all the way up the sidewalk, put the newspaper up there, walk all the way back down to the street again, and then go up, you know, 38 feet, and then walk 400 feet back to their front door. I mean, you know, so I understand. I mean, when I walked across the lawn, nobody ever got shot, but this is lawn rage. I mean, I hope they're going to give that guy the chair or something. I mean, you can't get away with that.
Yeah.
Can you?
I told you to stay off my property! Here's another one for your mom!
Yeah, old man somebody, exactly.
Ooh. Yeah, he'll get life. He's done.
Well, you know, I think it... Seriously, you know, a number 52 birdshot probably would have been enough to do the job. Why do you have to guy, you know?
Yeah, ask Dick Cheney.
You know,
he knows about 52 birdshot.
No, but I'm sitting, you know, killing it. I think the death penalty for walking across the lawn is a little strong.
Little stiff. Little stiff.
I mean, I could be wrong here, but it seems like I didn't realize that walking across the lawn was a capital offense.
Apparently it is in this place. Did you see where that they were sending the Texas were cracking down on the drunkenness in bars?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God. Well, you know, this is straight. You know, I can't imagine. You know,
this is
Ron White.
This is like a Ron White special. He goes.
It is straight out. I mean, this guy has got a whole new act now based on this. Now they could go in the bar and call it public drunkenness?
Yeah.
I mean,
I love it.
No, this is, it's too much fun. I mean, it's scary to think that they're, let's face it, folks, it's not going to be too long if they could go in the bar.
Come in your home!
You know, this is the thought police. You might go out of the bar, and you might get in your car, and you might hurt somebody down there, so we're going to arrest you.
And you might have some fun.
No, here's the deal. I mean, it's like you go into a bar to, let me think now, you go into a bar to get drunk, and, I mean, you talk about an easy job. This is the same job that the Border Patrol down here sitting in their air-conditioned office has.
Right.
So, if you want to find drunk people, where would you go? Movie theater? No.
No.
Doctor's office?
No. Oh, a bar. Yes. Yeah. Let's go to the bar and arrest some people. Yeah.
It's shooting fish in a barrel.
Now, the funniest thing is, I've talked to a lot of cops in my life, and 9, I'm sure you have here too, Mr. Attorney Lord, 9 out of 10 cops admitted to being alcoholics and terrible drunks. I that's the best thing. They can get off work, they can go to a bar and get drunk, and then arrest the guy next to him.
So anyway, that's, did you see the Dutch family was taxed for a barking doorbell?
They what?
In Holland, I guess you have to have, or in Amsterdam in the Netherlands, you got to pay this it's a $97 tax to have a dog because of the,
right,
you know, the people they want you to basically, it's kind of, you're paying for having your dog poop all over the place and having to hire people to come clean it up, which apparently they don't,
right,
clean up well at all anyway. But these people had a doorbell that when you rang the doorbell, this, they had 16 different barking dog sounds on it. And the inspector came around and figured that they had a dog, and he slid the bill underneath their door.
Yes!
And there's, that's funny.
Yeah, and they're sitting there. They had to. She ran out after the inspector and grabbed him in here and finally was able to convince him, but pretty darn funny. They said they installed the doorbell in the honor of the family's German Shepherd who died several years ago. So,
well, they let the cat out of the bag. I mean, the fact is, you're supposed to have that. That's to deter criminal activity, and now everybody knows that there's no dog there.
Right. I agree.
So I guess they'll have to look at. I guess their next doorbell sound will have to be the roar of a lion.
Or the cocking of a gun. There you go.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, kind of an AK-47.
Right.
You know what they could do is to get those, some of those squibs.
Right.
So when somebody rings the doorbell, you know, a couple of holes show up in the door.
Right,
and
right.
And hear the sound of an AK-47.
That'd be funny. A couple of squibs go off on the front door. You got like some kind of a mat you could replace on there. That'd be great.
Well, the funny thing is.
Yeah, no, exactly. That'd be perfect.
The funny thing is, they hauled the guy off to jail.
Take care of those people. That's funny. Okay, anything else?
Just a couple things, just real quick. Did you see that tortoise died? It was 250 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, some.
Yeah.
Well, I just didn't know anything living lived that long other than a tree.
Right.
I knew they lived to be at least 150.
Right.
Parrots. Hell, parrots live to be 150 or something.
Yeah, but 250, that's a quarter millennia.
That's 250 times one. That's, you know, I don't know. That's almost as old as Grandma.
Well, I hope she doesn't hear this show.
Did you see that Harrison Ford's going to star maybe in a new Indiana Jones film here?
Yeah, 6 years old. I mean, you know, you remember the one Indiana Jones where what's his name played his father?
Sean Connery.
Yeah, so maybe in this one he's going to play his own father or what?
Maybe.
Dang.
I don't know. If the Rolling Stones can jump all over the stage at age 61, 62,
right.
So I guess he can, you know, outrun that big boy at age 60. Hell, I'm roughly that. Well, with special effects, I could do it. You'd have to do some special CGI.
And I just got one last thing here. This did you see the porn star makes it big as a winemaker? Oh, you're breaking up. Her name's Samson, and she's really hot. I got some pictures of her over here. But she,
you have to email them down.
Yeah, I will. But basically, she really wanted to have a nice wine, and she met somebody who was an actual winemaker, and she went and picked out the grapes, and this guy put together a wine, and it went to this tasting, and all of a sudden it's, you know, ranking way up there. 2004 vintage of an Italian.
And where was she a porn star?
In the movies. I guess. Maybe porn star Laura knows.
I'm like,
Oh, breaking up. What?
Is she one of our Las Vegas people?
I don't know. Maybe she is. I'll find out. But she scored a 90-91 out of 100 by wine guru Robert Parker.
Wow.
So.
Well, a 91 is certainly, they tell me, a very. I can tell you that's a very drinkable wine. Those are the ones that, you know, 91 wine is all day long.
We need to get a bottle of that. It says she's the new star of The New Devil and Miss Jones.
All right.
31 years old.
Okay.
Yep. So that's
I'll
all I got.
That.
Anybody got anything else? Nothing?
That's it for me.
All right.
All righty.
Hey, listen, like I said, by the time this show gets mixed up, we may have another one for you, I guess, on Sunday, I guess, with Jack Rhodes. So any Jack Rhodes fans out there, don't...
Yes, Jack Rhodes is always the best. Love him to death. Okay, that's great.
So,
well, let me run, because I'm getting ready to lose. That's no big deal, but I still got another 10 minutes here on my battery. This is great. And I'll make sure that I've got my headphones on next time.
Okay.
Let's make sure that you've got a few thanks to the
hasta la vista, baby.
Hasta la vista, baby.
All right.
From Costa Rica. Hey.
That's
Jimmy.
Don't let any of those bugs. I heard those bed bugs are large down there. Don't let any of those bite you.
Yeah, especially the ones that you don't wear a condom for.
They don't believe in screens, I'll tell you.
Oh, God. Well, all righty, Jimmy.
See you later. Thanks, talk guys.
To
you.
Don't drink the water. Cheers.
Send your emails to Jimmy at jimmydone.com. Be sure to mention the Jimmy Dome Show at your next local libertarian meeting.